House is voting on a way to keep freight trains moving. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. One proposed bill would impose the tentative agreement rejected by four rail unions. Another would add 7 days of paid sick time.
There's a coalition of progressives and conservatives who oppose congressional intervention. Congress last interceded to end a railroad strike in 1992. Small government conservatives say hands off, but there's worry about the impact a strike would have on a shaky economy. The GOP blames the president for not fixing the problem in September. Instead, there's a crisis before the holidays.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. The president urging Congress not to make changes to the deal announced in September that eight unions approved. New York Congressman Akeem Jeffries says he's humbled to be chosen by fellow House Democrats as their new leader, the first member of color to hold the top post in Congress for either party. Today's caucus vote makes Jeffries House Minority Leader when Republicans take majority control in January. He says Democrats will look for common ground, but oppose extremism on the other side of the aisle whenever necessary. The president just announcing funding for Native American tribes to help deal with the impacts from climate change.
President Biden says federal funding will help with energy transitions on tribal lands and provide electric vehicles as part of a national electric vehicle network.
It's going to help mitigate the impacts of extreme droughts and wildfires, rising sea levels that affect the sources of tribal foods, tribal resources, tribal traditions, tribal ways of life.
The president announced a $135 million commitment to help several tribes move their communities at risk from severe storms to safer ground.
Speaking at his second Tribal Nation Summit, the president's also requesting more than $9 billion for Indian health services and says he plans official presidential visits to Indian country. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Revelations from investigators in Indiana about what led to the recent arrest of a local man accused in the murders of two young girls in 2017.
An unspent 40 caliber shell found near the bodies of Libby German and Abby Williams with extraction marks on it, ties to a firearm owned by Richard Allen. That from a redacted probable cause affidavit released this week by a Carroll County judge that doesn't indicate how the teen girls were killed along a walking trail near Delphi in 2017. It also doesn't reference DNA or if anyone else was involved. Allen, originally a cooperating witness, told investigators he walked the trail that same day. He was arrested last month and charged with two counts of murder. He's pled not guilty and wants the trial moved out of Carroll County.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A former University of Connecticut women's soccer player can resume her court fight over losing her scholarship after giving the middle finger to a TV camera during celebrations over a conference championship in 2014. A federal appeals court reinstating the appeal based on a claim she was subjected to harsher punishment than male athletes who violated conduct rules. The Prince and Princess of Wales making their first visit to the U.S. in 8 years, spending 3 days in Boston as part of festivities surrounding the Earthshot Prize.
Founded by Prince William in 2020 and focused on environmental solutions to, in his words, repair, restore, and rejuvenate the planet in this current decade. The Earthshot Prize is named for President Kennedy's famous speech in 1962, challenging America to land astronauts on the moon. The Kennedy Library Foundation is co-hosting this year's awards, which will culminate with a ceremony Friday evening. But first, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu will welcome William and Kate, who will visit green companies and nonprofits in the Boston area. In Boston, Molly Line, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a mixed day, but the Dow's down 179. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.